Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one and all. Thanks so much for joining us again for our little usual Thursday night get-together. As you all know, Eric is my son. My name is Dr. Elisa Medhus. He passed away a few years ago and is now a spirit guide trying to help us navigate our lives and more, actually. And Kim Babcock is his spirit translator. Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. Life has been busy, but hanging in there.
Yeah, I know. You have had a lot on your plate. And Eric, how are you doing? I love you, sweetie.
He's blowing kisses. He's like, what's up, Mom? Shaking his hips.
Not a bunch. But listen, we're going to do something different. Usually we talk about subjects like, Eric, how can our life not suck, okay? But I thought maybe now we would talk about your side of the world, I'll say. So I would like you to discuss, what is it like to be a spirit in the afterlife? I mean, what do you guys do? What does it look like? How do you feel there? And whatever you want to share for the next 20 minutes. And then we'll take questions from callers.
I love it. I love the change of pace. It's awesome. And I love giving Eric that platform. Sometimes, not very often, but sometimes I have those clients too that will have a session and they're like, I just want Eric to tell me, like, what does he do? What's he learned lately? And
yeah.
I love that because the stuff that he gets into sometimes is just blows my mind. So I look so forward to that. But he was funny. He was mocking you when you were like, what do you guys do? He was like, I like your tone, like the way you were talking. He's like, yeah.
Because I'm so curious.
Yeah. He says, well, Mom, he says he's like being real animated with his hands. Like if you were to say, like, look up in the sky, you know, you kind of make your hands go in the shape of a rainbow, like a big U shape. He's like, well, there's so much to do here. There's so much to experience. He's like, but the cool thing is we don't really have to do like you do. We think and we are. Like, we think and it is, so to speak. So he says, for you, it's a little different because if you think you want to do something, you think about it. You think about it long enough till you start planning for it. And then the more you plan for it, the more you put yourself into motion to make it happen. And he, like, slows
right
down his tone as he's saying that. He's like, but the difference is, for us, it's like when we think about it, it happens. We experience it.
So like if we plan a picnic in the forest, then, you know, we have to shop for the groceries, make the picnic lunch, get all the supplies, drive to the forest, lay out the blanket, blah, blah, blah. You guys could just think, picnic in the forest, and boom, there it is.
Right. And he says there's no, like, you don't have to do. Here you just be, and you think like you. He keeps using the word think, like, interchangeably with just consciousness. Like when you think about something, like it's more so like expanding your awareness there, expanding your awareness to it. That and then all of a sudden, I mean, that's how he says it, but it's not like even all of a sudden, because there's no time in it at all. There's no linear motion to the time. So he says,
yeah, it's so hard to wrap our heads around that.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain. He's showing, like, you thinking is like putting your awareness there. It is putting your awareness there, and it's your consciousness goes there no matter what you're thinking about. So Mom, you have like truer experiences, more intimate experiences. So like if I wanted to think about the woods, I automatically am experiencing the woods, but on a more like intimate level, like a more connected level. And what he's actually showing is like not only being aware of, like, your surroundings, but also knowing that you're a part of them and experiencing that connection too. Mm. Because he says, in the world that you live in, the way you see and view things, you see things as separate or like individual, or he's like saying the word secular, like, and you believe in, but it's conditional. It's conditional upbringing, he says. You believe in, like, separateness and separate point of view. So it's like, from his perspective, he's showing there really is no privacy. There really is no separateness. I mean, you can be alone if you want to have that alone experience, but everything's connected on a fluid level, like on a more fluent motion, so to speak. Like, he's showing everything flowing together and being aware of everything around you at the same time of being aware of yourself, because you are a part of everything around you. Oh, he says, he goes, that's why I can walk through walls and shit, because if you really know what's around you, you can become just like it. You can move through it energetically. It's just a matter of, like, energy manipulation. He says,
that
is
amazing.
It's the same thing like with trees and stuff. He says, like, you can become the tree. Like, you can put your consciousness into it, or like your dog, you can have that point of view, that perspective.
I would love to just, like, get into my Bella's head for just 5 minutes and see what she's thinking about. I want a treat. I want a treat. I want a treat. That's probably what it is.
I would love to just, like, be a bird. See ya.
Oh, yeah.
Or just take off.
I'm afraid of heights. I can't do that. Afraid of heights.
But he says the cool thing here is everything that you experience or take part in, it's like one thing pushes you to the next. There's no such thing as, like, stagnancy here. It's just continuous, like, continuous isn't the right word. He doesn't want me to use that word. because it almost, like, shows the concept of time, but there is no time. But it's just, all is now. So there's, like, that fluid, connected consciousness. Okay, so beyond that, he's talking about, like, no emotions, no emotions. He keeps saying that over and over. So because of that, that's, we're more present. He says we're more present than you guys are, because the emotions take us out of our conscious state of mind and into, like, the ego state of mind, which believes in, like, the separateness and the illusions. So for me, he says it's in. Okay, he's talking so fast. Because he wants to talk about.
Eric, slow down, buddy. Poor Kim.
He wants to talk about, like, telepathic communication too, and when you, he's talking about, like, when you realize your consciousness, when you realize that you are consciousness, and it's not something to achieve, it's rather just, like, something to allow or be, then that's when you realize, okay, because then also he's showing, like, he keeps pointing to the temples. He has both arms up and both index fingers, like, one on each temple. So he's showing, like, your consciousness expands, right? Or no, rather, in the state of consciousness, your awareness expands. And then that's when you, he says, Mom, that's literally how I can be in multiple places at once. And he's, like, using air quotes because, like, at once, again, there's no such thing as time. But also, that's how, like, multiple people can experience me, and he wants to talk about that too. That's so weird. When he said, I want to talk about that too, he got, like, real serious, and he started, like, stroking his mustache. And I'm like, since when did you have a mustache? He's like, I know, right? It's pretty cool. Whatever. He's so goofy. But it's like, he's trying to be real serious and, like, I don't know. But so he says,
professorial.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to go back and talk about, in the state of consciousness, you understand the oneness that we all are in. We all are a part of. It's undeniable, unavoidable. So in that, he says, this is what you guys need to know. Because so many people ask me this, he says. How do you get to be in so many places at one time? Don't you get tired? Don't you get bored? Don't you this and that? He says. So he says, I want to reverse the perspective, I guess, a little bit. So he shows, like, when you make a connection with me, any of you listening, any of you friends, he says, when you make a connection with me, or rather, he says, this is what he says, show it in the terms of, like, frequency and vibration. He's showing numbers. So when your vibration is in a place, or your frequency is in a place where he sees he can connect and make an impression or communicate or whatever, then that bond, he's like showing like a cogwheel, like locking in place, and that bond begins, and the cogwheel begins to spin, right? So the energy continues to flow between you and me. And you being all of you listeners, all of you blog members. Okay, so now that that connection is made, he's like showing step one. The awareness is expanded, like, oh, this is Eric. Okay, cool. Or vice versa. Then after that, he says, understand that you become a part of me. Not just like I want to be your friend level, but it's a concentrated area of awareness. So he's showing, like, here's an example. All right, take a mother for an example, he says. A mom is, generally speaking, always thinking about her kids. Like, if she has a couple kids, they're always a part of her energetically. There's a bond there that can't be broken. So,
true.
Kind of the same with him. He's showing, like, with my friends. He keeps calling everybody his friends. So it's not like he has to go, oh, wait, let me go check on Susie. Oh, wait, let me go over here and check on Jacob. You know, it's more of you become a part of me, so when your energy shifts, changes, evolves, whatever, he says, so does mine. So what you do affects me too. It can't not be that way. There's an immortal connection and an immortal bond that's there. So it's the awareness that's key, he says, and that he's like speaking from both sides, like from us and from his perspective. It's the awareness that's key. So when you have the awareness of that connection, pay attention to how it changes. He says, let it change. Let it change. The way you knew me a year ago may be completely different from the way you know me now, but let it change. Because life, anything with real life, with true life, evolves, grows, changes. Anything stagnant or dying doesn't allow that growth, doesn't allow that evolution or that change. So he says, Mom, with all that being said, I have the freedom to experience whatever I want, or whatever I need. He likes the word need, I guess, better than want.
Okay.
He says that he likes to, for him, like, fulfilling his needs is like a gift, he says. Being able to, and most of the time he says that his needs are more like, not a need because if there's a lack. There's a need because, he says, Mom, because of humans and the polar opposites that you are from where I am, the needs on Earth are always growing and changing. It's not like, you know, there's only this set of needs, and all of us spirits can always help fulfill that. Like, it's also an infinite thing. So
right.
He is showing that for him, he says, I can achieve infinitely as well, to continue basically to build his own skills to help people on Earth. Like, he's showing...
What kind of needs do you have? Go ahead and finish. Sorry.
You know, he says for him, he says, Mom, see it more like my needs are... Okay, this is what he says. He says, I want you to see it like this. Like, I'm just here chilling, and when you speak a need, because you're a part of me, you speak it through me. Therefore, he achieves it and feeds it back to you. Does that make sense?
Okay, sort of.
It's like he's using an image to explain this, so that's kind of like in my own words. But, like, for any of you guys listening, let's say you're like, man, I just got to figure out how to... get past this emotion, and like you, because you have a connection, not just to Eric, but you know, your openness too helps feed that whole flow of energy, he says.
Ah, okay.
But for him, as a guide to so many, he says, when you speak that, when you speak it to your heart or say it to yourself or whatever, in your head, whatever, I don't care, it doesn't have to be out loud, he says, because we're connected, you're speaking it through me. Like, so that's when he, that's like kind of, so he says, my needs are not my own. My needs are yours. Like, so he's kind of showing, like, he's a vessel for, it's almost like he's a medium. Like, he goes to God, like to a higher source, brings back
and
guidance.
And channels.
And exactly, and feeds that to you guys. He says, my children, I feed my children. So he's always evolving, and he's thanking you guys listening because you help him grow. He goes, I don't think you guys see it that way, do you? But what you guys need also helps foster my growth. So, but he says also at the same time, it's pretty cool because he says, I have the understanding behind it. You may not, like, you know, why the hell am I going through this? What's the purpose in this? So
right.
Your heart, you know, you may have those questions, but your heart is really asking for peace or grace, whatever. So he will bring grace, but not just, this is just an example, but he says not just like any, it's not like one generic form of grace fits everybody. It's an energy code, Mom. It's a code that has to fit you in that particular time and frequency that you're in. So the grace I give you is not going to affect the great, or is not going to affect someone else the same way if I give them grace.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
He says, he just kind of laughed. He goes, I channel too. So
I can't do.
It's his way of being.
Well, how can
guide.
You grow? I don't understand. The concept of growth requires time to exist. How can you grow, Eric? Gotcha.
He says it's not necessarily like growing and growing the way you perceive it with time. Like, well, it took me some time to learn that lesson, but I grew after I figured it out. But he's showing it being more like a shift in focus, or like he's showing like first expansion occurs, like where you just like you don't have to figure something out. It's just like the knowing is there, and then it's a shift in focus. So but he doesn't even like that verbiage. This is what he says. He says, you concentrate your energy somewhere. So if I really want my mom to know I'm with her or to feel me, like, he will concentrate his energy there. It's like he uses this example a lot. He says, like, a juice concentrate. You wouldn't want to just drink the concentrate. You're supposed to, like, dilute it a little bit and shit, he says. So when he really wants to be involved or interactive, he says, or, like you said, evolve, he concentrates his energy in a certain field. And again, that field being like a frequency or an energy code. And that then affects my energy in a way that, But then, like, the knowing is already understood. It's not like I have to go, okay, wait, A plus B equals, like, he doesn't have to figure it out. The knowing is there. It's just a matter of concentrating your energy in a certain way. So that's what, he says, that's what makes it so easy to be a guide, because you tell me what you need, and I know why you need it, so he can pull those pieces together. Like, he has the knowing of why you're going through what you're going through. Like, and that's why, that's the fun part, because that's the shit you don't, he says, that's the shit you don't fucking understand when you're on Earth. You don't know why
that's
you have
right.
to go through something. It's like the understanding is, like, that's the part that always falls out.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have you, Eric. You know what? We're going to need some other radio shows to be about you and your life over there. For example, we don't have time now, but I'd like to know what kind of things you're learning now, or et cetera. What do you do for fun?
Yeah, it's so fascinating when he's showing this.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, morphing into a tree, or just, like, energetically
merging
with that energy. Like, you understand the energy field, he says, and then you can match it and you become it. So it's really fascinating.
Our vocabulary is so limited, it's probably hard for you, Eric, to explain it to us in a way that we'll fully understand. But little tidbits here and there will help.
True.
All right, before we take callers, I do want to thank Eric for being our spirit guide and helping us so much. And I also want to give a shout-out to LiveParanormal.com for giving us this venue to host our radio show. So thank you, LiveParanormal.com. You guys check them out. Eric, Kim, are you ready to take callers?
We are ready. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Awesome. All right, let's see. We've got somebody from the 208 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Oh my gosh, this is Leilani. I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Hey, Leilani.
Hey.
How you doing? What you got for Eric?
This topic tonight was perfect for me because, yeah, Eric knew. He was talking to me
awesome.
The whole time. When Kim was saying how he can morph his energy into a tree, I was talking last week about how I have a tree named Eric.
And
I actually hugged the tree because I felt like Eric was there. And so, yeah, I actually hugged a tree, people. Anyway, I was also the one that asked the question about how spirits see us. So tonight's topic was perfect. Do I have a question? I don't know. I could ask 100 questions, but with Eric, I just wanted to hear some news, because we hear on the news here about things that are going on in our world and people are panicking, but maybe Eric can offer us some insight from his side of the veil to share news that will be coming this year for us, to give us some good news, I guess.
Okay, let's see what he says. He's so sweet. He's like, first of all, he's like patting his hands down, like in a downward motion, like if you were to say slow down, but he's like calm down, but he's just joking. He's like, she's such a sweet soul. Like he's like joking. I think it would like take a lot to get you fired up. He's just saying like, you're such a gentle soul. But anyways, as far as news is concerned, okay. So I just said, Eric, can you give us some good news? Like something to look forward to. He's taking a really sarcastic tone. This is what he says. Okay, and I'll see if he'll get real, because sometimes he won't. He says, well, the sky will be blue tomorrow. That's good news. And so I'm like, okay, well, you're being a smartass. So obviously there's meaning. See, you got to understand, when you communicate with spirit, the cool thing is like every single thing they do has meaning. It's never meaningless.
Yeah.
So sometimes when we're sarcastic, there's no meaning there, but there's meaning there. So he's saying, like, it's looking pretty grim. And I think the reason why he says this is, he says, well, first of all, that us here, he says, you're still going to go through a lot of changes that are going to make a lot of people really uncomfortable. And he's like emphasizing that, really uncomfortable. So if you can, if you can strengthen your ability to be resilient, you'll be in good shape. That's good news. That's the good news, he says. You can be resilient. The good news is they can never, and I'm not exactly sure who they are, but he says they can never take away your personal power. And the good news is everything that happens in this earthly realm is temporary. So, because he, again, I don't know exactly what he's referencing, but he makes me feel like he's talking it like on a global level, a global scale. He says, things are grim. He says, I'm not going to bullshit you. Things aren't going to be rainbows and butterflies and peaches and cream, he says. Nice examples. He says, I'm not sitting here telling you things are going to get worse and things are going to be shitty and terrible, so prepare for that. That's not what I'm telling you at all. And don't live your life that way, he says. But I am telling you that the rapid change is something people aren't used to. That's what you can expect. That's what you'll experience. He says, the good news is, on a whole different level, though, this is energetically completely different. So what I mean by that, like, energetically, like, sometimes he's talking on a professional level, sometimes he'll talk on a personal level. This is completely different. For people, he says, people are becoming more and more aware of who they are and what they are. So with that being said, you're going to see a wider, like, an expansion of the capacity, and this is a global consciousness effect, he says, the expansion of a global capacity to accept, to honor others, and to be more loving, like more gracious. And I'm not exactly sure what he means with the word. I think with the word gracious, he means like compassionate, because it doesn't quite fit with his energy, and it feels more like compassion. So sometimes the words that Eric uses are a little bit off, just because he communicates energetically, not usually with like English. So putting it into words is challenging sometimes. But I think he's talking about compassion. So on a personal level,
will it all work out in the end? Is this just what we have to go through? Is it necessary to get to a better place, to evolve? Is it a positive thing?
He says, yes, that's the whole point, because, okay. He goes, that's why I talk about the two. And he looked at me, and he's like, duh, don't you get it? He says that, I guess when we go through, like, these rapid changes that feel very uncomfortable or something, it's like they just demand things of us that we haven't been demanded of before, like our way of living. So he says, when we go through these things, it's going to force us to be more, more self-reliant and more reliant on each other. Like, it's going to force us to work together. We're not going to have a choice.
That's good. That's good.
So things will get...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's positive. That's a positive message. I hope that helps, Leilani.
Oh, it does. I just wanted to make sure that people understood not to feed the fear that whatever happens is for a reason to evolve.
It's supposed to happen, exactly.
Not caught up in it. Yep, it's supposed to happen. So.
And everything that happens is just temporary.
Temporary. Oh, like summer camp.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go. We're just going to summer camp.
Yeah.
With a lot of mosquitoes.
Summer camp. Eric was saying, yep. Unzip the tent. If you read his book, just unzip the tent and realize that it's just summer camp. So thank you, Eric.
So true. So true.
And thank you for being our guide, because we need you. We need your voice.
You. Thank you.
We do.
Such an awesome question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Everyone, thanks. Yep. Have a great day, you know, stay and, yep, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a very generous question. That's very nice.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, we got somebody from the 815 area code. Hey there.
Hello.
Anybody? Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello, welcome.
Hello. Hi, this is Heather from Chicago.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got on. Woo!
Hi,
Heather. Alisa, I love you. My dream is to meet
you. I love you, too.
Kim, you're beautiful, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank
you. Guys
you.
Are amazing, and Eric has changed my life. I mean,
that means so much to me. Thank you.
And I hope it does, because I want you to really know that from the bottom of my heart. You are amazing. You really are. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I've been trying to get on the call for so long, and for some reason, I just kept thinking, no, Eric's telling me, like, you know, it's okay, Heather, just take it easy. Like, I'll get you on, but, you know, you're just going to get on when you need to get on, you know, like when you really need something, you know. Well, I'm going through a custody battle with my ex right now. He is trying to get full custody of my son, and I am just trying really hard because I've learned a lot from Eric, you know, like, about does not have to provoke him emotion, all that stuff, you know. But I'm really having a hard time with this because I don't have the money for a lawyer. He has not paid child support in 5 months. And I honestly can't, and I have had sole custody of my son, raising him as a single mother for 13 years since he's been born, since he's been in my stomach. You know, I can't believe he's doing this. Like, he's really going to take me to court to try to get. I know. And so I'm just really concerned, and I just need, like, some sort of reassurance or some kind of advice from Eric, like, it's be okay, you know?
What do you have for her, Eric?
A shout out to my mother that she sends me pennies from heaven. I went to my court date yesterday. I was very nervous. As soon as I got out of the car, looked on the floor, there's a penny right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what Eric was thinking about.
He says he's so sweet right now, and he takes, like, that fatherly tone, like he's being really direct but really compassionate. He goes, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told her this morning, and he's talking about me because I had a really shitty morning. And I was just, like, feeling really defeated. And he looked at me and he goes, I'm like, I mean, anybody that could help would be great. And Eric popped in and he looked at me and he said, what do I always tell you? When shit hits the fan and life seems to suck or you feel completely powerless or out of control of a situation, and, of course, emotions flood in and then you react and it just sucks. Is what do I always tell you? So he's talking as if he's talking to you, though. So this is going to, like, become a thing, he says, where he's going to remind you. Every time you need reminded, I'll be right there to remind you. And he's standing, like, showing me an image of standing in front of you, holding your hands, like, but your hands are, like, up towards your chest, like your both of your elbows are bent, and he's, like, real close in your face. The more you accept what is, the less it hurts, first of all. The less it hurts you in your heart. So you need to practice that, first of all. Second of all, and he wants to, like, elaborate on that, but we gotta be time conscious. He says, but second of all, it makes me feel like with this custody battle, it seems like I don't feel like 100% is going to be granted to him. It seems like it's going to be neutral, or it's either going to be, like, it's going to be in the best favor of the child, and Eric makes me feel like the least change for the child is what's going to be the focus of, like, the trial or the battle or whatever you want to call it. So he says the least amount of change for the child is going to be priority. So, like, whoever your judge
that makes
is
sense.
Whatever, Eric says that's going to be held really high, which is a good thing. So rest in faith, knowing that to keep him or her, I'm not sure, I can't remember what you said, to keep without change is what's going to be the focus. So I feel like things are just going to be neutralized, meaning like he may be coming at you wanting 100% custody, but I think ultimately it's going to stay the way it is, or there's at least going to be like a shared custody. But Eric makes me feel like he's not going to be successful at this point in time speaking. He's not going to be successful in taking him. I think that he's got some stuff anyway,
yeah.
That either it's like, I don't know if it's like stuff on his record or if it's just his personality that they're not going to like, but it's just, there's a clash already. So it's just like he's not coming in with the right intentions, the right anything. So know that you can rest in your heart and in your mind knowing that, honestly, in this case, the best of the child is going to be held as priority, and that's to be like the least change. So I hope
Cammy,
that helps.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you. Thank you so much. Like,
Can you validate real quick? I don't know where does the number 4 come in? I mean, this can take some time, and I try not to take too much, but where's the number 4, the month of April? Where does that come in? What's the number 4? Is that someone's birthday, anniversary? Is it a time thing, like 4 months, 4 years? Where's the number 4 come in for you?
I do see 444 a lot.
It's going to be a personal connection. It could be like mom or dad's birthday, anniversary.
My mother, I just lost my mother, but it last year, it was on 3/22.
Nope, that's not it. There's something with the number 4 that he wants you to pay attention to. Like he's drawing the number 4, he's circling it, he's holding up 4 fingers. So there's something with the number 4, whether it's,
Well,
tell her what it is, Eric.
Okay, do you think it has something to do with, I'm, like, concerned about what kind of lawyer I'm going to get? Or where should I go to get a lawyer? Or, you know?
Nope. This is all going to be a validation point. This is for you. He's referencing the number 4. So when I say this is for you, I don't even think that this is, like, this is someone's birthday, this is someone's anniversary, it's a reference in time, like it's been 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years,
maybe in 4 weeks or 4 months this will be resolved, could be anything,
there's
but we'll see, you'll just search it and you'll probably figure it out, Heather.
Ask your close friends and family, too, why he would bring up the number 4, This is going to be his way of showing a connection to you, or like wherever this connection lies. This is Eric's way of showing a connection to you. So be mindful of it. Sometimes when he offers these numbers, it's a future reference. So 4 weeks, 4 months from now, be mindful of that time frame.
Okay, mark your calendar. I hope that helped, Heather.
I love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. Best wishes to you and your son.
Yeah, we'll
Thank
be praying
you.
For you, girl.
Oh, love
bye.
You guys. I love you. Right, bye.
Thank you. We
I
love you,
feel
too.
Like everything's going to work out okay. It seems like
I do.
Whoever the judge,
I
whoever
really
the judge
feel
is
like
be,
it
seems
yeah.
like the judge is going to want, like, no change for the child, like the best
yeah.
interest of the child, which is no change.
It makes sense.
Really
good luck to her. Everybody send prayers.
Oh, I know.
All right, let's take somebody from the 254 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
What's your first name and what you got for Eric?
Hi, my name's Tori. And
hey, Tori.
I'm asking, hi, how are y'all?
Good.
I'm going to go straight to the question because I know y'all don't have a lot of time. I'm trying to find out from Eric about which direction in my job. I'm not employed right now, and I'm trying to start 2 businesses, not 1, and I'm struggling with both of them.
Ooh, okay. What are the names of both of your businesses? And then I'm going to have Eric connect to them or connect to the energy and see what he offers.
Okay, one of them is Beyond Five Reiki, or Reiki, which I do Reiki. And the other one is called Gypsy Dreams, and it's crafts.
Okay, this is what. Okay, so this is why I have you, whether you want to know about people or your businesses or whatever. The reason why I have you say it is not because I need to know the name of your business, but it's what happens with your energy when you talk about it, because Eric basically shoves my consciousness into you and helps me see what's happening with your energy when you say it, because it's when you say it, there's an energy there. This is what he shows. There is a lot of strength, strong connection, and your energy is really grounded with the Beyond Five Reiki, if I said it right. The first one that you mentioned about the Reiki, your energy grounded, okay? Your energy got strong there. This is Eric's way of saying, like, I feel like this is where you should really focus. This is where you should, like, hone your craft or craft your skills. He wants you to focus on this. The other one, I feel like for you, energetically, what he's showing is, like, more... I feel like there's a lot of passion behind whatever it is, but I feel like it's more of a fun, playful thing. I think on the other side of things with the Reiki, that's going to lead and branch out to other things, like shared Reiki, meaning like collaborations with other people, possibly attending and offering your services at larger conventions. So he's basically showing a lot of opportunity happening with the Reiki because of how your energy is feeding it and grounding there. You see what I mean? So he says if he could help you, it would be to guide you to focus on that and develop that. You know, you don't have to lose your passion for the other one, but he's showing a lot of opportunity with the Reiki side of things.
So go ahead and go that direction. I'd started to, but I flipped over to this and I got pulled into this, and now people are trying to keep me in it. And
he says that you're going to see, and this is for like everybody listening too, not just you, but everybody listening. He says you're going to see a massive shift. It's already happening, but even more so, you're going to see a massive shift of interest in holistic wellness services.
Good.
Reiki is going to become like. So common and so, like, on every corner kind of a feel. Like, that's
accepted.
The feeling that he's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be so well known and so sought after that that's where you're going to want to be when that time happens or when that shift happens. It's already happening, but you're going to see it even more so. Because what happens
is, get in on the ground floor, girl.
I'm there. I'm there now.
Good. Okay. Well, I hope that helps.
All right. Well, it does. It does tremendously. Thank you so much, ladies. And Eric has helped me in the last year tremendously. You guys have a great one.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh, Eric's thanking her. He's like, thank you for being a person of service. So, really sweet.
Oh,
yeah. Kudos to you. All right. Well, thank you and bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take one from the 626 area code. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we
can
hear you.
Can you
Welcome.
Hear us?
Oh, gosh, I had a feeling that I'd be on here. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yay.
Good.
Okay, so to keep it short, I was wondering what does Eric think that I should, not what I should do, but just any advice that would be best for me coming from him, either in the present or for the future.
Awesome. What's your first name?
Jacqueline.
Okay, awesome. Let me see. So about the present or the future, he goes, how about we talk about the present?
Okay.
He can offer, and he does offer future information. But if he can get you to focus on the present, then you realize your own capacity to create your future. Your future is dependent on your present, so that's why I want you to focus there, he says.
Okay.
right now he says, these are his words verbatim. He says, you're feeling strung out. So I think what he means by that is like just stretched too thin. But I feel like that's through, like stretched too thin and how he's showing it is like pulled in so many directions that you're not sure where you even feel grounded. So he wants you to, in order to like pull Stretch Armstrong back together, being you, you need to, yeah, this is going to be hard for you because you have such a soft energy. He says you're going to need to be able to, it takes explanation so you don't interpret it wrong, but you need to be able to tell people okay. No so that in that process you rediscover who you are. Because I think that, again, please don't take offense to this, but I think you are just like me, probably you're a yes person, and you say yes more often, and you probably bite off more than you can chew, whatever it is.
Give away too many emotional resources, probably.
Exactly. And then you begin...
And physical resources, too. Yeah,
and then you begin to be depleted, drained, confused, and then there's like this inner chaos that can happen if you don't learn how to say no and like how to, I mean, kindly, you know, he's like, take a bow, say no thanks. But the more you practice like your own like discernment and, you know, don't forget to bounce things off of yourself. Like you might have an idea and you might want to bounce it off your friends. But don't forget to, like, ask yourself, because I think you don't take enough time to do that, he says. So he wants you to focus doing that because it's like, I feel like you're just kind of jaded with, just like people, it's like people around you take too much from you. He just keeps repeating that.
They do? I don't even know. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's my family that does that?
Well, I think it's subconscious, so it's emotional. It's, you know, just like Elisa said, the emotional and physical aspects of you. Be mindful of when people are asking you to do this or suggesting you to do that. Don't forget to listen to what your own thoughts and ideas are, your own opinions and that sort of thing.
Yeah, don't let people be your compass all the time. Or external
exactly.
things.
That's
Make
a,
sure
a
you,
way
you follow your inner compass and you rely on you and your heart, your intuition.
That's
I think that's what Eric's trying
it.
To say.
Don't let other people be your compass. It's so true.
Oh,
and
yeah. Good to see that.
He's kind of going back to the same thing. He's like,
or society even. Society telling you what to do, what to wear, how to think, et cetera.
Exactly. And he just keeps saying, like, don't... like learn how to say no, learn how to kindly say no, and I feel like you're such a kind person. Like your energy is so sweet and so kind, and accepting that you are someone who, because it's naturally a higher vibration, you're going to come across a lot of opportunities. Eric says, as you do, you don't have to take them all just because they're there. So really listen to what resonates with you before you, like, step through any doors. Do you see what I mean by that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. I
hope Eric will help you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
for calling.
You're
so welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Now, we'll probably have time for one more quick call, but before, just in case... I want to go ahead and open it up to Kim to let her tell you guys how to contact her and what's going on in her world besides chasing rabbits in the morning. That's a whole nother story
you.
Right there.
Yeah, that's the joy of living on a farm sometimes. Yeah, you guys, as you know, my book will be coming out soon. It's actually much sooner than I even anticipated. I'm thinking maybe mid to late May. We're going to prepare to launch my book. It's called Inside Out, and it's It's a book that teaches you how to maintain inner peace no matter what you're going through in life. So look for that.
That's so awesome.
And yeah, thank you. It's, you know, it's inspired by you guys. Your questions, your stories, the things that you guys have shared, there's been a common thread. How do I get back to peace? How do I get back to my peaceful life? You know, no matter what you go through, people are looking for that. And in that process, we turn ourselves inside out. And that's why I titled the book. You guys helped me pick the title, pick the cover, and everything. It was written for you, by you. Your guys' stories inspired this book. So this is all back to you guys. You guys can also keep an eye out on my YouTube channel. I'm trying to do some more channeling and get some more videos of information out there for you guys. And, of course, on my website, still hoping that will be revamped soon, whenever we get to it, really, at kimbabcock.net. And as you guys know, right here with Eric, your friend, check him out. The information that he offers through so many mediums is absolutely incredible, and it's ever-evolving, too, you guys. It's never just the same redundant stuff. I mean, he's going to continue to bring you new perspective. So go to channelingeric.com. Eric is spelled with a K, and look at all of the information he shares with you guys. It's mind-blowing. It'll change your life, so I hope you're ready.
Thank you
I'm
for that,
ready,
Kim.
If we have time. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's try one. If this caller from the 440 area code, do you have a question that will only take 5 minutes before we run into the other show?
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
Yes, hello. Oh, I got through. Okay, great. Yeah, I was with a company for a long time, and actually I got fired last week.
Oh, no.
And it's a retail company, a local Ohio drugstore, and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. But I used to work in the Medina store, and I moved up to a store closer to where I live, up here in Lakewood now, in the Cleveland area. In 2014, I moved up here to Lakewood to be closer to family, and then I got with a store closer to my home in West Park and just last October. So I was only there about 6 months at the new location, but I was with the company over 11 years. So my question for Eric is, what does he see for, you know, how I should proceed forward? And I'd really like to gain some wisdom and advice with that because I was working as a cashier, but I have an engineering training background, and I've been away from that since 1989. So,
what do you think, Eric? What can you offer? What can you offer him, babe?
I feel like this is what I know you mentioned, like, the engineering background, but Eric shows me. I said, you know, what can you offer? What can you show as far as how you're going to move forward? He shows you staying energetically in the same type of field, the same type of industry, in like what you just left or what what just happened last week or whenever. It feels the same. He shows you still continue, and I feel like it's going to be sooner rather than later, picking up new work, a new position, new job. I do feel like it's learning new duties, so a new company, slightly different skills or required. But I think when he says slightly different skills required, it's like more like new duties, but you're already like qualified, so don't think that you have to go, you know, through anything new like that. But what he's showing is I feel energetically like it's very, very similar to what you just finished at this place that terminated you. So to me, it's like he's saying that you're going to pick up something very similar, and I think it's
probably
going to.
Well, would it help for him to get some other credentials, like maybe get a business administration degree, so he can manage something or something like that? Does he need to go back to like night school or anything?
He says no. He just keeps saying no. He has adequate experience. And it's the experience in your ability to apply. It's like the job application, like your ability to apply your skills is already working in your favor. So I think it's just a matter of you staying positive and staying in the movement of it. You know, I've seen like close family lose their jobs and then they totally give up. And they're like, I shouldn't even, like, they lose their worth, their value. So continue knowing that you're worthy, that you're valuable. And I feel like you're going to pick up a position, a job, sooner rather than later, sooner than you think and sooner than you're anticipating.
Good. Good.
He's showing, like literally, go ahead.
Well, literally, like, but like in a few weeks, a month. And
yeah, in a time frame, he's literally showing, like, 2 to 3 weeks, I feel like you're going to have the ball rolling already.
Awesome. That sounds hopeful. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be a better job for you.
Yeah, it could be. As long as I can start make some savings and make my bills.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck
exactly.
to you. I hope that helps you.
Okay, we're going to say our prayers for you, babe.
Okay, thank you so much.
Eric, help him. Okay, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on our show. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you, Kim, for all you do. And I love you, Eric.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. It's a pleasure. Eric says, Mom, I love you always. He's real sweet. He's blowing kisses.
Okay.
Have a good night, everybody.
Come visit me tonight.
Take care of yourself, Elisa, and have a good weekend.
And you too. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.